This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's John, right, McClain is joining us right now. Houston Chronicle.
Yes.
Yes.
John, you there, bud? Hello, Johnny.
I'm here.
How you doing, bud?
Good morning.
What's
How are you?
On? How are you, John?
The Texas,
I'm doing
the
great.
Football.
How are you?
You got it, John.
Good,
what's
man. Good,
on,
John.
Brother?
John, so let's get into it, bro. How great was it to see J.J. Watt back on the practice field?
Well, we knew he was he was ready to come back. He told us he didn't even know he was on PUP until he saw it tweeted, and he missed one day. And usually they give him day off. He'll work one, take one off, work two, take one off. So far, he hasn't taken one off. And when he's on the practice field, as other players will say, on both sides of the ball, there's just more of a buzz when he's out there. And then, of course, when the fans are out there, we must hear a million times, JJ, JJ, over here, over here.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, he's kind of that big of a star here. John, when you look at this Texan team, you know, offensive line certainly was an issue a year ago. Watson got hit a lot, and certainly he does extend plays with his legs. But the overall vibe and feel about this Texan team going into camp at the start of camp?
The two problem areas, offensive tackle and cornerback, and they added a lot of positions, but we're not going to know for sure exactly how much they've improved until they start playing. They have some joint practices in Green Bay. Then they have joint practices here against the Lions, and we're going to know a lot more. They've got three new offensive tackles, veteran Matt Khalil, who rehabbed in the offseason, but Khalil has been out there every day. He's full speed. Their first two picks, Titus Howard, left tackle, also playing left guard. Max Sharping, right tackle, also playing right guard. And a lot of those hits were Watson's fault. Besides being sacked 62 times, he got knocked down another 132 times. And one of the things new quarterbacks coach Carl Smith is working with him after spending the last 8 years working with Russell Wilson in Seattle is getting rid of the ball quicker and avoiding some of those hits. And as you guys know, that comes with the maturity of a quarterback. Watson's never had an interception problem, and he likes to throw the ball downfield. His average per attempt his first two seasons, 8.3 and 8.2 yards, is among the top six in the league. So he tells us, Watson does, he says, you guys complain about me holding the ball, but when I make plays down the field, you don't seem to mind it. And the key is, of course, is to make plays down the field and still avoid the sacks and hits.
Well, you're listening to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is John McClain, covers the NFL for the Houston Chronicle, and is en route as we speak to him right now to the Texans camp. Sticking real quick, I just have a question, John, about as far as the offensive line conversation, and you're just spitballing some names out there about what's going on, what like veteran Matt Khalil and stuff like that. And now Julian Davenport, he was a starter on that offensive line for a couple of years. I mean, is he still in the mix for one of those tackle spots?
He's in the mix. He's the only tackle they have who plays both sides.
Right.
In practice, he goes back and forth. But they're not expecting him to be the tackle unless he plays
wow.
a whole lot better than last year.
Yeah.
But he might end up being a swing tackle just because he plays both sides, but I doubt seriously he's going to be starting again.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it probably was a tough transition for him. He didn't come out of a big school, he came out of Bucknell in the Patriot League. I remember when he was at Bucknell, and, no knocking on other Division I programs or conferences, but, it's tough when you're not playing the ACC or the Big Ten or the SEC, you know what I mean? So maybe that was a tough trip. I know he's a big kid, and I know he was a starter, but I guess that it's a shame to hear he's probably going to lose a spot.
Davenport is 6'7", 320. He's got an incredible wingspan. He works really hard. And not quite that coming from Bucknell to the NFL, like driving in a small town in West Texas, then having to fight traffic in Houston.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get used to.
Right.
So maybe in his third season, he would show big improvement, surprise everybody, and win that starting job. But I'll still be surprised.
Right.
What about what you want to see here, with Watson? A lot of expectations. He's certainly one of the great young signal callers in the National Football League. John, what about here, Watson, in 2019?
I think last year, considering the circumstances and the limitations, he played great. Think about this. He played at least a month with a collapsed lung and a broken rib. Missed one play because he thought the half was over and Brandon Wheaton had to take a knee. He didn't have his second, third receivers, Will Fuller and Kiki QT, for a combined 19 games because of injuries. He had two rookie tight ends. He had a running back, Lamar Miller, missed 2.5 games, and a backup running back, Deontay Foreman, was out most of the season and didn't do anything when he came back. So if they're improved in those areas, there's no telling how prolific the passing game can be. And I tell everybody, if you're a fantasy player, be all over Deshaun Watson, because the kid has a great touchdown-to-interception ratio. His rating was 6th in the league, tied for 5th in average per attempt. And if Will Fuller and Kiki QT can stay on the field, second-year tight ends will be improved, and maybe Deontay Foreman back at full speed will be able to help behind Lamar Miller. Watson has a chance to be tremendous.
Hey, so, John, let me ask you, if we go on the other side of the ball, to the defensive side of the ball, you know, any real chance that Houston Texans would trade Clowney?
Absolutely not. He's their second-best defensive player. He's he's disruptive. He's great against the run. Jadeveon is not a great pass rusher, and he wants to be paid like one, and they're not going to do it. They've offered him some contracts, but so far they got him this year for $15.9 million. They could franchise him a second year next year. I think there's a good chance they'll work out a long-term contract in the last season. And if he wants to be paid like a premier pass rusher, he needs to get 10 sacks for the first time in his career.
You know, John, those that are critical of Bill O'Brien, justified or not?
Well, it depends on the criticism. He hadn't won in the playoffs, but he's won 3 division titles in 5 years. He's had 4 winning records. The only time they didn't have a winning record, they were 4-12 and had 23 players on IR, including 13 starters. Seeing that year how the Colts and the Texans were hit with injuries and didn't have the quarterback, and both were 4-12 last year. They were in the playoffs. So I think O'Brien, a lot of people don't like the fact that he calls plays, but when you look at Watson's performance, I think he should be calling the plays. They have a great relationship. He oversees the game plan. Now they've got a management structure. People here freak out because they don't have a general manager, and I tell them it's not the title. It's about the responsibilities, and if everybody handles their responsibilities, if they do a good job, they'll keep the current structure. And if they don't, then the owner, Cal McNair, will hire general manager next year.
John, when you look at the complexion of the AFC here, right, where do you Hill now back in a Kansas City Chief uniform, not facing suspension. Where do you put the Texans here in the complexion of the AFC about being a Super Bowl contending team?
Well, I've never had them as a Super Bowl contender. I think there'd be a chance for that next year. They play a first-place schedule this year. Their cornerbacks, they've got Bradley Roby coming off a mediocre season in Denver. They've got Aaron Colvin in the slot coming off a bad season in Houston, and 35-year-old Jonathan Joseph at corner. And those are their first 3. And the first 7 quarterbacks, this is amazing, murderer's row, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Phillip Rivers, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Patrick Mahomes, and Andrew Luck.
That's a good run.
Yeah, geez.
When you've got issues at cornerback, you better be able to score a lot of points, because they're going to throw for a lot of yards and they're going to score a lot of points. The front 7 is really good, but they were 28th in pass defense, and over the last five games, including the playoff loss to Indianapolis, their pass coverage was awful.
No, it certainly was, you know. John, so you don't look at him. Who do you put on that? You know, you cover the NFL as well. Who do you put on in the AFC as teams that can win a championship this year?
Well, first of all, I pick the Patriots every year, and I'm usually right. I think you guys mentioned Kansas City with Tyreek Hill coming back. I think the Chiefs, of course. I believe the Chargers. Problem with the Chargers is they basically play 16 road games. They don't have a home field advantage. And they were able to overcome that last year. I'm not buying Cleveland for the Super Bowl.
I was just going to ask you, are you buying into that offense that the Browns have, though? Because everybody's hyping up the Browns. What do you think, John?
Yeah, no, I think they're a legitimate playoff team, but not a Super Bowl contender. I think it'll come from Kansas City, the Chargers, or possibly the Colts. Colts might be a year away as well.
You got the big hat. It's hot. It's going to be hot in Texas today. It's always hot down there, as you know, John. You got the camp. You wear those big hats, the straw hats like the coaches wear when you're at the camp?
No straw hat, but like I tell people, when you're cool, you're cool. It doesn't matter the temperature.
Wow, there it is. Got to respect that, John. You are the man.
That is awesome. A good line. John
I'm stealing
McClain,
that line,
Houston
buddy.
Chronicle. Hey, John, enjoy camp today. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Guys, thank you very much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that.
That was a good line. That's a really good line.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.